You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, hey. Good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the globe on this gorgeous May 8th, 2023. The Harris Brothers, we're back again, baby. We're back in, well, we're not back in the studio, but the show is back.
Yeah. How do you like being remote?
Well, I always like being in the studio because it makes you feel like it's really official. You know, you put the headset on and you sit there. We got the microphone in front of you. Now, because of COVID, things are a little bit changed. So we're at I'm at the home studio right now.
I hear you. I am there too. It is convenient. It is convenient. So pluses and minuses to everything. Boy, it's been a while since we've been here.
Over a year, I would think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, could it be 2 years?
Maybe it has been 2 years. You know, I don't know. But, you know, usually on our old shows, the format was you started off with birthdays. You got birthdays today?
I got them ready, but I got to tell you, Mark, there's a few. Julio Enrique Iglesias, 49. And you know, Mark.
Wait a minute. Enrique Iglesias is 49 now?
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was like in his 30s.
Yep. I think.
Are you sure?
Almost. Yep. 48.
Okay. I thought Enrique Iglesias was a lot younger than that.
Yeah. Olivia Culpo, Mark, name sound familiar?
Yeah, she's Miss USA.
And Universe.
Right.
Yeah, how old?
I'd say 33.
Wow, 31.
Yeah.
And you know, Colton Supa is 7.
Oh, I thought he was 6.
He's a YouTube star.
Right.
Yeah. Don Rickles, Mark, if he was alive today, how old would he be?
102.
97. Okay. Here's one that you might get. Harry Truman.
You mean how old would he be if he was alive?
If he was alive, how old would he be?
Well, let's see. When he died in 72, he was 90, I think. So he'd be like 140?
Wow. Very good, Mark. 129.
Oh, 129. Okay.
129. But how about that?
Yeah.
You knew when he died.
Well, yeah. I remember Harry Truman in 72 and LBJ in 73.
Yeah. How about Melissa?
I remember LBJ in 73. We were at Glenn Phelous, and they put the flags at half staff. We were notified during the day that he passed away.
Boy, I don't remember that at all.
Yeah. Well, I'm almost a presidential historian here. Don't forget that.
You are. No doubt about it. Melissa Gilbert, how old is she today?
I'd say she's like 50.
Look at her age. She's 59.
Okay.
That's it.
Oh.
Boy, when we used to do this, remember it was packed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
COVID. More people have passed away, I guess.
COVID.
Hey, man, who's the show brought to you by today?
I didn't get a chance to go there, Mark. The show today is brought to us by Paradise Point. It's the San Diego's hottest hotel in Mission Bay.
Do they have a website?
Give me a second, Mark. If you want to make a reservation, go to their website at www.paradisepoint.com, or you can call them at 877-422-9436. We recently had the pleasure of staying there a couple weeks ago, and it was fantastic. We were in a bungalow.
I'd say it was better than fantastic. Yep. I first visited Paradise Point over 15 years ago with our young son at that point, and at that point, the place was fantastic.
Yeah.
Haven't been there since. You and I went a couple weeks ago, and we drove on the grounds. I was blown away how fabulous it was. It was a full-fledged resort, and it had everything going for it. I mean, the room that they provided us was I think it was overlooking the bay. You could say overlooking the bay. We had chairs in the back of our patio area. We went out there and opened the doors up, and boy, when you look out there, it was just like welcome to San Diego.
Yeah, on the island of Mission Bay. And we had a nice little welcome basket with IPA beers, some mixed nuts, and a wonderful surprise and a great place to stay if you're going down to Mission Bay in San Diego. ParadisePoint.com.
And what was the reason we were down there that week?
We were down there, Mark, for the Conquest de Elegance La Jolla.
It was fantastic, wasn't it?
The 17th annual Conquest de Elegance. We were there for Friday night, the VIP party, which was, you know, out of the three nights, we were there for the best night. And it started with cocktails and champagne and only four cars, though, Mark. It was Duesenberg's.
It was Duesenberg night, yeah.
Yeah, very rare cars. I mean, I was expecting more than four, but the four were fantastic.
Yeah, the remaining cars there were the Saturday and Sunday. We were there for the opening night welcome party, and so it was just, I guess, Duesenberg night. And I don't know how many Duesenbergs are out there, actually. So
I don't think that many, if only four were there. Porsche was on Saturday, and Sunday was
everything.
Variety. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we were there for the VIP opening night, which was from 5 to 10. And from champagne to 15 of the local restaurants were represented, and it was fabulous.
Yeah, I don't know which one was my favorite because I enjoyed so many of them.
Yeah,
but the thing about these tastings, these like this, there's so much food and so much alcohol. Champagne. The champagne was free flowing. Was just
Mark, it was open.
I forgot what the name of the champagne was, but it was fantastic. I never heard of it before.
Open night all night long. Open bar all night long.
Yeah.
So,
do you recall what the name of the champagne was?
I do. It was, wow.
Okay, well, we'll get to it later. But overall, it was a fantastic evening. Only challenge was finding some place to park. I guess, silly us, we just assumed there was going to be like a big parking lot we were going to pull into. There wasn't. And if you're in La Jolla on a Friday night, that's another silly thing, which we never are.
Yeah.
Parking is tight because it's a great little village. Filled with restaurants, galleries, dining establishments, bars. So if you're going to get there after 6 o'clock, which I think we did, good luck in finding someplace to park. But we finally did, which was fantastic. We parked and right across the street from the place, actually. So we went in there, had a great time. And again, our thanks to the La Jolla Concourse d'Elegance for a wonderful produced show. Thanks for having us there. We enjoyed it. We did some great social media for you guys, and we hope to see you again next year.
Yeah, for the 18th annual one.
Wow.
But Mark, would you like to attend all 3 days or the opening night?
I mean, because 3 days is quite a bit. You know, we have our schedule, families, yeah. And so forth. So, I mean, that's a long time. I think one night's good to pack it all in and see it the one night. But
and if you could only attend one night or one day, opening night,
I agree.
VIP. The sun was setting. They had an auction, entertainment, jazz band. Very, very fun.
Had everything you could want in a Concourse d'Elegance. The only thing was missing was the Pebble Beach location, but that's a whole other level.
Right.
But that's understandable.
Well, not on the beach, but overlooking the water. So,
well, we've got a lot to catch up on since we haven't been around for a while now, about a year or so, because of the studio. I guess we like being in the studio. So when the studio became not available, we decided to hold off a little bit and hold off a little bit. We wanted to have the full effect with the microphones and the whole thing, and it didn't come. And understandable the way things have changed, the way society and life has changed here. So we put it off, but we just said no more. Can't put it off. We're back. So here we are. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. And I guess one of the first things I want to mention is, you know, since we last talked, the Breeders' Cup has come and gone. That's always in November, the first weekend of November. And the Breeders' Cup of last year, 2022, was in Lexington, Kentucky. It was at Keeneland in Lexington, Kentucky. Here's the official program. And Matt and I were lucky enough to be on the press list. Or the the press to attend, and we were there for the weekend, the Friday and Saturday. The main race was Saturday, and Friday was the first day of the event. We stayed in Lexington, and drove in. The weather was perfect. Everything about it was perfect. And the funny thing is, we're back right now for the first time in a while. And tickets for this year's Breeders' Cup just went on sale, I believe, last week. Now, if you want to, which you should, if you haven't visited a Breeders' Cup, this is something that's kind of like the Kentucky Derby. It's something that you want to go to. Tickets are now on sale at their website, www.breederscup.com. They have many ticket options. They have many dining options available. This year, it returns to my backyard right here in Arcadia, at the lovely Santa Anita Racetrack, which has been there since the 30s. So we've attended the Breeders' Cup at the Santa Anita Racetrack twice previously. We've been down to Del Mar. We've been there to Keeneland. And again, all great locations, all beautiful locations. But I guess there's something special about Santa Anita because I've been going, Matt and I have been going since the 80s.
Yeah,
and it's a 5-minute drive from home.
Yeah.
So I encourage, I implore everybody out there that's listening around the world today, go to www.breederscup.com. Get your tickets now because they sell out fast. And there's many options available. Like I said, all sorts of seats, all sorts of suites, all sorts of dining options, parking options, and everything. So, again, and we'll be following up on this again over the coming months. Whenever we do a radio show, we're going to be talking about the Breeders' Cup because it's such a wonderful experience. Matt, what are your thoughts?
Well, thanks for letting me get in here, Mark. I think it's fantastic. And even if you can't make it for one day or 2 days, make it for one. I mean, one day is better than nothing, but we want you to get there for 2 days. But if people are traveling far and they're on the budget, you got to get there either way. And like Mark said, all kind of fun stuff there. Hospitality suites. Even, I mean, from the high-end VIP to just the avid sports fan or horse fan.
You got to love their sponsor, Longines, which is a great watch, and it's a great sponsor. So get your tickets today and enjoy a heck of a time.
Mark, when did they start going on sale? Last week?
Last week.
Yeah.
Last week.
And aren't a lot of the hotels already booked up?
Yes, they are. As a matter of fact, the Le Méridien, which was recently opened about a year or 2 years ago, right across the street from the Santa Anita Park, sold out. It's already sold out. All this, and the rooms here in the San Gabriel Valley, which is where Santa Anita is, again, rooms are available, but book them today. If anybody out there has a question about the Breeders' Cup or Santa Anita, send me an email at wildcreationsmedia@gmail.com. I'll get you all the information you need because, again, Matt and I have been to a few of these things already, and it's a wonderful weekend. There's all sorts of charity events going on also. The Thursday before the event starts. There's a couple of charities that are having events taking place. I'm not sure about the dates, if it's Thursday or Friday, but there's a couple things going on. So there's a lot of stuff happening, and I'd be more than happy to answer any questions you have regarding this year's Breeders' Cup being held at Santa Anita in the lovely, beautiful Arcadia, California.
Gorgeous. Fashion contests. And
right. So Longines sponsors the fashion contest. I forget what the name of it is. It's called the Fashion Elegance or Elegance of Fashion.
You know better than I do, Mark.
Okay.
That being all right. The Derby was this weekend. We weren't in Kentucky, but we were at Santa Anita, right down the street from Mark's place. Great venue. We had a great time. We had a wonderful buffet, champagne, and we watched all the races. And what a surprise with Madge.
Madge, either one of those. 15-1 odds. It's another long shot like last year's. Well, not quite the big long shot of last year when it was 50-1. 50 to 1. This one went off at 15-1.
Yeah.
And, I think there were a lot of issues in Churchill Downs this last week. There were a couple of horses that passed away. And the couple of days leading up to the Derby, there were some horses that were scratched.
Yeah.
And I believe even the day of the Derby, there were some horses that were scratched.
Yeah. So it threw everybody off whack, including me. I mean, whoever won, Madge, not on my radar.
No. I didn't go with that one either. My favorites, again, was the one from the Santa Anita Derby because I always bet on the Santa Anita Derby because practical. I'm always at the Santa Anita Derby. Practical move.
But scratched. That was one of my favorites too. Scratched. So,
yeah.
I mean, Carrie, my wife, picked the winner, but actually Stacy picked it, right, Mark?
Practical move. That's it. Practical move. Yeah, you're right.
Madge. Harry picked.
Yeah.
Stacy picked.
Yeah, she put the finger down on it.
Yeah. And
the program was open like this.
Yeah.
This was the program right here.
Yeah.
And she said, pick it. Here it is. Pick it. And she just went to Madge, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. And I picked it the show, and I didn't even know until I got home. I got the ticket sale. And how about this one? Frank's father won. Picked Madge.
Really?
How?
Wow, that's incredible. But again, it was a beautiful day. It was 75, I believe, and sunny. I mean, we had table, we had trackside dining this time. Right. Usually we're up in the chandelier room, which is this gorgeous room up at the top there. But they didn't have anything going there. They had a mint julep tasting, which we couldn't find.
No.
So we were down trackside, trackside dining with the buffet down there, which again, like Matt said, a great buffet. It had a great season. No, it was a Caesar salad. It was a garden salad, I guess, or whatever.
Yeah, champagne right when you entered.
Yeah. Pork tenderloin, fried chicken, grits. Buttermilk fried chicken, grits, derby pie.
Grits.
Yeah. And you know what? You were supposed to get one glass of champagne, but the champagne kept coming. So who's to turn it down?
Did it keep coming or did we keep going?
No, it kept coming. It just kept coming, which was fantastic. So we kept going after it kept coming, but it was great.
Well, Mark, do you remember the champagne it was?
I didn't even see the bottle.
Yeah.
I didn't even see the bottle.
I know what it was. Good.
Oh, I agree. It was good. Mm-hmm. But a lovely day here in L.A., the Kentucky Derby. If you can't be at Churchill Downs to watch the Kentucky Derby live like we did it 8 years in a row. The next best place, I have to say, anywhere is
right here
at Santa Anita. And it was fabulous. Had a great time. Looking forward to the Preakness in a couple of weeks. So,
a week from Saturday.
Yeah. Wow. So, Santa Anita offers a lot of different options of, again, like at the Breeders' Cup, seat options, suite options, dining options. So it's fabulous. It's just great. So,
it was a great day for the race and a great day here for the coronation.
Not yeah.
Great oh yeah. London, but here. And what were your thoughts on that?
On what, the coronation?
Yeah.
Well, I loved it. I got up early in the morning to watch it. I love all that royal stuff. As I am a presidential historian, I am a royal historian. So getting up that morning was not a problem for me. I loved it. God save the king. Good luck to Charles and Camilla. I dig it.
Right?
I dig it. I thought it's just nobody does pomp and circumstance like the English. Mm-hmm. And, that's just something that's not out there anymore. It's a dying breed. Yep. Eventually, there's going to come a time when that stuff doesn't exist anymore, which is, I get it. It's society. It's the way it is in life today. But
did you see any celebs?
What's that?
Did you see any celebs?
Let's see. Who was there? No. Oh, only Katy Perry. Lionel Richie and Katy Perry, yeah. Those are the only two. Katy Perry was looking for her seat. She couldn't find her seat. But those are the only celebrities, per se, that I saw. I guess the coverage, they weren't highlighting them. So who knows if there was any celebrities other than them. Lionel Richie and Katy Perry were there at the coronation because they were performing at the concert afterwards. I don't know who else was invited. But
who came up with them to perform?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. Duran was at the Jubilee for
right.
Which was mind blowing. But, I don't know.
Yeah.
But
it was great. Loved it.
Bits and pieces I saw were good, but I don't know. It just seems so outdated.
Well, it was not dated because it goes 1,000 years. But anyhow, it was fantastic. We loved it. Hey, we're already in behind May now. We're heading into the start of summer almost. In a couple of weeks, we're at the Indianapolis 500, which I always look at. It's Memorial Day weekend. And I always look at that as kind of like the start of summer. It's the unofficial start of summer.
Right.
And with the Indianapolis 500, a couple of weeks later, another great thing that's happening right here in Arcadia that – we've been going through for probably 10 years or so. I have to say it's taking place at the Arboretum, which is directly across the street from Santa Anita. So I guess I'm really lucky that where I live, I'm next to these historic locations that have been around here forever. But starting June 24th at the Arboretum, our concerts, outdoor concerts produced by the Pasadena Symphony and Pops. And it's the Rusnik Summer Pops Series. And these are concerts that take place. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. There's 6 concerts that take place during the summer. It's outside at the Arboretum. They have 2 different options to participate in. They've got, you could bring in your lawn chair and sit on the lawn there like if it was like you were going to a picnic. or they've got about 200 tables that have about six seats per table. And you can buy tickets to go and sit at the table, kind of like the Hollywood Bowl, mm-hmm. where you bring in your food, you bring in your wine and your champagne.
Whatever you want.
I usually bring fixings to make martinis.
And they're very good.
The sun starts setting, and then out comes, for the most part, Michael Feinstein. He's like the conductor extraordinaire who leads us through the Rusnik Summer Pops series with his wonderful stories, because he's known everybody over the years. And he was he was actually, I guess, his mentor when he was younger was am I forgetting his name? Gershwin. Ira Gershwin.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was friends with Ira Gershwin, was his mentor. And so he's got stories of old Hollywood and new Hollywood.
We had the pleasure of meeting him last summer.
We did. Yeah. And he was a heck of a nice guy.
Brought the wives back there, got the invitation. Pleasant. Just nice to finally meet him after all these years.
So the website, if you, and again, these tickets probably go on sale within the next couple of weeks because the first concert is in 5-6 weeks, I believe. So go to pasadena-pops.org, and they'll have many different options, again, for seats on the lawn or in the tables, close, middle, far, whatever.
For all budgets.
And here's the lineup. June 24th, it's Divas Through the Decades. Mm. Well, who doesn't like a good diva? Okay. Right. And then we have a 3-week break. Or no. Really? Yeah, 3-week break for the next one, which is July 15th. Mm. And that one is Kings of Soul. Two weeks later, July 29th, it's Michael Feinstein Sings Broadway. Now, any of these shows with Michael Feinstein in the heading, you know it's going to be great. And we pause another 2 weeks, and we go to August 12th, Viva Las Vegas. Again, who doesn't like Vegas? We go another 2 weeks, August 26th, it's Music of Queen. So that's the group Queen, the English group Queen. So it's Music of Queen they're going to be playing. And then the finale is September 9th, Hollywood Blockbusters from Mancini to Williams. Now,
What date, Mark?
September 9th.
Wow, late.
Yeah. So if you can't make it to all of them, make it to one. If you make it to one, again, a lot of options available, pricing and seating arrangements. And they've got food that you can get there. You can bring in food yourself, which is something we always enjoy to do, bring our own food in. And
That's great. They allow you to bring whatever you want, even booze. You don't have to pay crazy prices. So it's wonderful. We will be there. Starting when?
June 24th, man.
Wow.
It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Clear your schedule. Again, it's the Rusnik Summer Pop Series. And it's Pasadena Symphony and Pop. So it's fantastic. It's just as good as the Los Angeles Philharmonic. I got to tell you, these guys are great.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And parking is pretty convenient. And yeah.
They've got parking at the track again. Yeah. There's the track again, and parking at the mall, and then there's street parking. But they try to stay away from the street parking because they don't want you to interfere with the folks that live around there. So get there early, park in the lot at the Arboretum, or go to the racetrack, and they'll shuttle you in, which is fantastic. Again, a big thank you to Santa Anita.
Yeah, big thank you. Big thank you to Arcady in general, Mark.
Absolutely.
The
racetrack. Absolutely. I love it.
And the Arboretum. So hopefully we'll see you there.
Okay. What's next, man?
Fantastic. The first Saturday of May is the Kentucky Derby, but the first Monday of May is the Met. I know you watched it. What were your thoughts?
I loved it. Again, I always enjoy it. I love some of the crazy clothes and the outfits, and it's well produced. Fantastic.
Did you know that even if you get an invite, it's still going to cost you $50,000?
Yeah, of course. That's how they raise the money to pay for the thing. Yeah.
Yeah. But
you don't just get invited and you're there. You got to pay.
Right. Right, yeah. But that's quite a bit. I noticed this year a lot more younger people, a lot more people that I didn't even know, a lot more YouTubers and a lot more YouTube. More people. So it's definitely.
I found myself with my phone in hand, Googling all the people they were introducing because I hadn't heard of them before.
Right, there were. That's what I'm saying, Mark. There were a lot of people that were new to the whole scene. You know.
Yeah.
How about what's the woman's name from Vogue who hosts this thing? Winter.
Anna Winter?
Yeah, her date.
Yeah, he's the Oscar-nominated guy, Bill
right.
Nye.
Right, yeah. Yeah. How about that?
That was a surprise. Yes. I thought that he was just being her escort for the evening.
Escort, yeah.
Only
yeah.
found out later that they're dating.
They're an item, yeah.
Yeah.
But 3.5 hours on E for that thing.
It's a lot of coverage, but...
Long, colorful, very good. They introduced a new New York housewife.
Yeah.
I can't think of what her name is off the top of my head.
Well, she was at the Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember what her name was either, but... you know.
Good variety of people, very entertaining, and a good way to start May.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Matt, why don't you share everybody our new partnership as far as our new media outlet?
Yes, we are the new UK Hollywood representatives for Mind Jump Magazine.
I'm sure people are asking, Matt, what is that?
Right. It's a new magazine just launched. It's a luxury magazine in the UK, and Mark and I have been invited to be their local Tinseltown Hollywood correspondents, attending events, red carpets, launch parties. We are going to attend, and we're going to showcase in our monthly piece that's going to be coming out probably in a couple of weeks. We've already done one. Go to mindjumpmagazine.com to see our last week's episode, last week's article. It's wonderful. A whole month of events and invitations all wrapped up in one article. mindjumpmagazine.com.
So this comes out once a month, Matt?
Yeah, once a month.
Okay.
The magazine is once a month. It's online. You can subscribe to it. It's once a month. So
there's no charge to subscribe to, if I'm correct, right?
No.
Yeah.
So everybody should subscribe.
It's an explosion of color activity. It's something I encourage all our listeners from around the globe to go in there, and you can see what the Harris brothers are up to, in addition to our own crazy jumping around here as bon vivants in Los Angeles. Go to
mindjumpmonthly.com.
Yeah. And also subscribe to us. You know, you can find us on, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're all over the place. And we're also going every place. I mean, we were just in, about 4 weeks ago now, we were at Miss Maryland USA out there in Bethesda, Maryland.
Bethesda.
Wonderful trip. Wonderful. Washington, D.C. We were there for the weekend. And again, our hosts, Deb Miller and Cindy Provost, invited us to come out there. We enjoy that. They're the most gracious hosts you can imagine. And it's a wonderful, wonderful weekend. You know, it's in Bethesda. We were staying in Bethesda, but you know, we have free time. So we went into, Washington, D.C.
and, spent the day there. We're
2 days actually. Yeah. The first day we were there it was a rainstorm. We were stuck, taking a tour of the city in the rain. We went on one of the buses with the open air top bus, got soaked, but, hey, it's worth it when you're a bon vivant to make your way around town and taking the sights.
Good weather, bad weather. All weather. Fantastic. Even though, like Mark said, in the rain, but the next day was like in the 80s. So we had the good and the bad. But I preferred the good. But we were
in contact. Hey, we had some great meals too, didn't we, Matt?
Oh, we did. Fantastic eating. Fantastic eating.
We had a wonderful time, put it that way. And I encourage anybody, if you haven't gone to Washington, D.C., go. We were lucky enough to be there for the last weekend of the cherry blossoms blooming. And if you've never seen the cherry blossoms, that in itself is a sight. And, again, get to Washington, D.C. and check the town out. It's fabulous.
And if you have to rent a car or hire a limo while you're there, go to crownlimodc.com. They were our host private car ride for the trip, crownlimodc.com. A lot of choices, a lot of varieties. But we, the Harris Brothers, Bon Vivants, went with crownlimodc.com. Give him a call, check it out. And if you're going to D.C. or Bethesda, book him.
Yeah, I agree.
But yeah, and the actual pageant was fantastic. Saturday was the prelims. And then a lot of tough competition. We used to judge, and it's a tough job being a judge. I mean, it really is. When the competition is so tough, what do you do? I'm glad I wasn't judging this year, though, because it was tough. Maybe next year.
Yeah, maybe next year. But you know, you love the beauty pageants. I always did, and it was fantastic. And we'll be back again, man. Aren't we going in August for Miss New York?
August, yes, we are. and it's going to be taking place up in northern. Well, last year was no, 2 years ago we were in the Catskills. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's Westminster this year or where it is. Do you know where it's this year, Mark?
No, I don't. I just know it's up in. You mentioned Westminster or Westchester. Yes. I think Westchester.
Westchester. Yes, about 2 hours.
And it's at a college, I believe.
Yep, the
Boy, I'm at a loss. I'm at a loss for the name of the place.
I didn't think about
it. But it's a great location, a great venue. We've been there before. And again, thank you, MissNewYorkUSA.com, for keeping us in with you guys. I mean, we, again, like Matt was saying, we used to, well, we do. We still provide gift bags for them, but it's great to be there and report on them. And we do a lot of social media while we're up there. And, you know, it's a great way of everybody who can't make it there. Yes. Follow us on all social media platforms, and you'll see what's going on, what we're up to, and how's it going up there.
And it's a great way to showcase your product, too, because they promote it very good. They put your ad in their magazine. They have it on the video loop when you're at the event. So if you have a product, skincare, soap, anything that's a beauty product, you know, contact us. We'll see about getting in the bag, getting into the hands of the girls. Most beautiful women in New York overnight, get your product. Can't be that.
Great. You know?
So that's coming up in August. And again, it's still several months away. We'll have more details on the next show that we do. But we love the pageants. I think Mark, you love the pageants especially. You've always been a pageant person before we got involved with the pageants.
Yeah, I've watched all the Miss America and Miss Universe and Miss USA pageants since 1975. So you could almost say that I'm a pageant historian also.
You are. You are.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That being said, Mark, in another Storage Wars, though we're not in new episodes, we are on this week, the FYI channel. I mean, a lot of people don't have that or even know what that is, but FYI channel on Wednesday at 10 a.m. or 1 p.m. in the East. I don't know what episode, but it doesn't matter. We love them all. So,
is it just one episode?
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know, Mark, one episode is better than no episodes.
Well, I agree. And the thing about FYI and A&E, which are the two networks that run it, or if you're in London, if you're in Europe, we're on the UK, we're on the History Channel over there. Our episodes are running around the clock, around the world, at any given time, wherever you're going to wake up, in whatever country, every country. Heck, I don't know. We might even be in Mongolia for all I know.
Yep.
But the great thing about the reruns is we're always out there. And you want to see us? Eventually you will. If you find the channel we're on, again, here in the U.S., it's A&E and FYI. In Europe, well, at least in the U.K., it's History.
Yeah, I think it's that way in Germany, too.
There you go.
History.
So, you know, they're always running. Matt and I are still always bumping into people who remember us from the show. Real nice people. It's always good to talk to these people, these fans of ours. And it's great to be recognized. You know, it's great. These are good people out there, and it's a great show. It's a good family show, and so whenever you see it on, catch it.
People like it. The younger people like it. When I say young kids,
kids love it.
Yeah.
Hey, so how about that? What's that?
No, I was going to say, though we don't get any residual fees, we got a residual check from Jimmy Kimmel the other day.
Oh, that's right. We did. Yep. We were on Jimmy Kimmel a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a residual check. How about that?
Yeah, $16 is $16, right?
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'll take it. I hope people enjoyed the rerun of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
I saw mine on my TiVo. Do you?
No. You know, I would have, but I had that Spectrum issue about a year ago where it deleted everything, and I lost it. So I'm sure it's on YouTube, right?
Yeah. We had a ton of views when that aired, like 60,000.
Yeah.
It was a crazy number.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel, you know, he's the number one rated late night talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
Other than somebody that's on Fox News or Fox Late Night. They've got a guy on there, a Goldfarb or Goldwaite. Never heard of him.
Huh.
The highest network late night is Jimmy Kimmel, 1.6 million. This guy in Fox, who's their late night guy, who I've never heard of, gets 2.3 million a night, which is incredible because I never heard of this guy.
When did you hear this?
Over the weekend. I read it in the magazine. It listed the ratings for, you know, Jimmy Fallon and, you know, everybody, the five of them, I guess.
Kimmel's number two?
No, Kimmel's number one.
Oh.
Well, no, Kimmel. Yeah, right. Kimmel's number two. The other guy's number one that I never heard of.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah. You
know. I got to look into that because I've never heard of that.
I'll send you his, well, I'll send you his information. I got it written down here someplace. But it's a surprise.
Yeah. Who's he going to replace James Corden with?
Nobody yet.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I think the show is just going to be in like in a hole for right now.
Probably a lot of reruns.
Well, they're all in reruns right now because they're not going to be running James Corden reruns, I don't think.
Hmm.
Since he's just gone, the show is gone, so I think they'll wait till they get somebody new. But, you know, all the other late night shows are running reruns because of the writer's strike.
Putting in filler?
Well, I think the late night shows are running the reruns of all the old late night shows until the writer's strike gets cleared. But James Corden, because his show is no longer there, I don't think they're running their – I don't know what they're putting on there.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think the show ended last week, didn't it, or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so that's a good question. I don't know what they're running.
Yeah. Huh.
Who cares? I hope they're not running the MTV Movie Awards. I don't know if anybody saw that. Anybody Boy. Saw that in our listeners here, but the show is just awful.
I mean, terrible, right?
Terrible, Matt, yes.
I mean, no, nothing. Boy, I don't know. Bad reviews today. Did you hear
bad reviews? Of course it's bad reviews. Did you watch it last night?
10 minutes.
Yeah, that was enough. I mean, it was like the best of. They showed all the old clips. And then anybody who did win, it was a pre-recorded award ceremony.
How did they cancel it so quick and tell everybody you can't come, don't come into town or whatever?
I mean, well, they canceled it, I think, on Thursday or Wednesday.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Thursday when Drew Barrymore said she wasn't going to host. And then they canceled the red carpet immediately.
Yeah.
But
that's plenty of time. Most of the people already live here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you got a few people that are flying in, but for the most part.
I still don't get, because of the strike, they had to cancel the whole thing.
Well, the writers, see, that's just a written show. That they don't ad-lib that show. So if they didn't cancel the whole thing. The show was still there, but it was a joke. But there was no show as it should have been because the writers aren't there to write the show. And if you don't have a show that's written, you can't have anybody on stage. You can't have anybody walking up there. So that's why it had to be.
Yeah. I figured it would have been written already, though. You know?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's why it's
kind of weird, but.
Yeah, I don't think the writing is the day of. You know? Who knows? Who knows? It's a stink bomb show anyhow.
Yeah.
You know? Those, was that the movie or the music?
No, it was the movie and TV, Matt.
It was a movie and TV.
Yeah.
Okay, so music is in September.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And right. That being said, award shows, we got one coming up that we're working on.
That's right. Which one is that, Matt?
The ESPYs.
Right.
Coming up in July.
Now, a lot of people that don't know what the ESPYs are, Matt, why don't you share that with us?
Yeah. Awards for sports.
Okay.
All sports. But it's ESPN. So, we're going to be doing it at our favorite place, Mr. C.
Right.
The penthouse.
Mr. C Hotel in Beverly Hills, man. It's a fabulous hotel, fabulous venue. We're in the penthouse. We overlook the Hillcrest Country Club on one side. We overlook a beautiful downtown LA on the other side and beautiful Beverly Hills on the other. The best place to host an event, Mr. C Hotel in Beverly Hills. It's kind of like it's a hidden jewel. It's a Cipriani Hotel, but they go by Mr. C Hotel, which is an absolutely fantastic place. The ballroom or the what do you call it? The Starlight Room, I guess, is the name of it, which is very elegant. They have chandeliers up there.
Yep.
Everything about the place is elegant. So if you're going to have an event and you're not familiar with Mr. C Hotel, it's Mr. C Hotel, BeverlyHills.com. And boy, I got to tell you, the views alone. The one side, the Hillcrest Country Club. I mean, if you're not a member of the Hillcrest Country Club, you ain't getting in. So the next best thing is to look at it from 13 floors above across the street. It's fabulous.
Wonderful restaurant downstairs. Come, get there early, have lunch, breakfast, dinner. Nice lounge area downstairs. Nice bar, too. Nice bar down there in the lounge area.
Coffee, that's a nice bar.
We've been there twice. We've hosted two events there. Fabulous. And we're looking forward to our next one there as well in the summertime. July 10th. Monday, July 10th. So hopefully you could join us there. But we got that coming up, and then we got the beauty pageants.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. And
hey, man, have you been catching any new shows? Streaming anything good for you lately?
No, because we've had issues with our streaming. So for the last 2 weeks, we haven't seen anything new. But they got the White House Plumbers on HBO tonight.
I like it.
Yeah. Kind of, it's a satire. It's funny. I don't like it being a funny one. You like it?
It's like a dramedy. I think it's fantastic. I wasn't expecting it, but I think it's a fabulous show. I enjoy watching it. HBO knows how to produce a good show.
Yeah. Again, it was satirical. I didn't expect that, but Woody Harrelson is always good.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I did see the Cocaine Bear the other day.
How'd you like that?
Bloody and funny, but good.
Yeah, not often are you going to see bloody and funny in one movie.
Right. That'll be like
you're going to get it with the Cocaine Bear, which is based on a true story. And actually, if you want to see the Cocaine Bear, the actual one, he's stuffed back in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm not exactly sure where, but he's actually in Lexington, Kentucky.
He used to be owned by the country singer Merle Haggard. He bought
Merle Haggard.
He bought him about a year after the bear died. He bought him.
Why? What would possess Merle Haggard to buy that?
Quirky, right?
Yeah.
But where is he in Lexington?
I think it's like at a gas station or something, or a convenience store, something like that.
That's quirky too.
Yeah, it's like if you're driving down the street in Algonquin, Alabama, and you see the sign that says "Come and see the world's biggest ball of twine." Yeah. It's just like this. It's some small little place. It's going to come and see the Cocaine Bear. Get off at Highway 33 and go to Bernie's filling station and see Cocaine Bear.
But before the movie, who knew about the bear?
I never heard of it.
Right. So how would it have been an attraction?
Why didn't Merle Haggard buy it?
I don't know. That I don't know. I don't know. But what else have you been watching?
Finally finished The Crown. Been watching The Crown and The Diplomat, which is on Netflix as well.
Right.
Rufus Sewell. Great guy. He came to our last, or a couple years ago, one of our events. Nice guy.
Yep.
Very cordial. Taking pictures with everybody. Yep. Real nice guy.
I like how he doesn't have the English accent in the
show. It's different. I like when you see these actors that are English and they're here in the U.S. They're portraying Americans. You just assume they're Americans, and then you see an interview with them and you find out they're English.
Happens all the time now, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
that one young girl on the that HBO series, that horror one with the zombies, she just won the MTV award yesterday. I had no idea she was an English girl.
Oh, she won?
English woman.
The little 13-year-old girl?
I don't know how old she is, but Pedro, the guy Pedro,
wow.
Yeah, she's English.
She gets a new town. Oh, she's English.
English, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm not really seeing a Diplomat. I do like The Diplomat, but got to get the streaming system back up because it's you're missing out on a lot. You know?
Yeah.
What else is coming up?
I don't know. I've got a list of about 10 different shows that I got to watch. Watch that one that was on Apple the other day with Jennifer Gardner. They did a piece on it on the CBS Sunday News a couple weeks ago. It was a bestseller, and she's married to some guy who disappears. I forget the name of it. It's a silly name. But watched an episode of it last night because they only released the one episode a week, and caught up with it already because we've watched four episodes. I forget what the name of it is, but it's on Apple, and I don't watch Apple that often, but I enjoyed it.
I can't believe you just finished The Crown. That came out about 6 months ago.
There's too many other things I was watching.
Yeah.
Whatever's on Showtime, what's on HBO, what's on regular TV. There's just a lot of stuff, and just didn't get around to it. And unfortunately, we don't start something and watch it till we finish it. We'll start it, watch an episode or two, jump into something else, watch an episode or two, jump into something else, and then that's it.
Yeah. Hard. Too much stuff out there.
Hey, man, what are our social media tags? If somebody wants to follow us right now on Instagram.
At Wow Creations.
And at Wow Creations?
at Wild Creations.
Don't we have a Bon Vivant one as well?
Yeah, at Bon, B-O-N-V-I-V-A-N-T-S, Bon Vivants. And
what about Facebook?
Well, that's Mark Harris.
Oh, I thought you Wild Creations.
No, it's Mark Harris on Facebook.
Oh,
okay. For Twitter, it's Swag Kings, at Swag Kings.
Okay.
So, Swag Kings, Bon Voyance, Wild Creations, and Mark Harris.
Okay.
And then our website is wildcreationsmedia.com if you want to check us out, what we're doing, what we got coming up, and what we've been doing for the last 18 years.
Great.
Yeah. And again, we're coming on this Wednesday, which is the 10th of this Wednesday, the 10th, FYI, at 10 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1 o'clock Eastern. One episode. Don't miss it.
Great.
Yeah. And I guess that's what all we have coming up then.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. You got anything else coming up, Mark?
Anything else coming up?
Yeah.
No, I mean, my stuff coming up is whatever you got coming up. So, no, I've got nothing else coming up.
So, where are we going to be tomorrow night for this launch part? Or this?
You tell me. That's the Darren Darnborough thing, isn't it?
Oh, the Godfrey Hotel. Rooftop.
Okay. Rooftop. And that's the Cannes Bon Voyage party, right?
Cannes, I think, starts next week, doesn't it?
I think so. Starts on Friday, I believe.
Oh, this Friday then?
Yeah.
The 12th?
I think so, yeah.
Wow. Okay. So he must be going...
well, that's why the Bon Voyage thing is tomorrow.
Yeah. Well,
so he'll be heading out on Thursday or Friday.
I didn't think it starts until next week, though.
Yeah.
Well.
Maybe. Well, I don't know. But I don't know why would you have the Bon Voyage party, 10 days before your Bon Voyaging.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, so we're at the Godfrey Hotel tomorrow. Starts at 6 o'clock.
Where's the Godfrey Hotel, Matt?
What's that?
Where's the Godfrey Hotel?
In Hollywood, on Coen. I don't know the exact address. Do you?
Well, no, but is it in Los Angeles? Is it in Beverly Hills? You just said it's at the Godfrey. I'm just saying our listeners may not know where the Godfrey is.
No, earlier I said it was in Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
I said the Godfrey Hotel in Hollywood.
Okay, great.
I said rooftop, yeah. So okay. We were there last year for the same party, I think, and it was wonderful.
Right.
Yeah. Cocktails. They had good sliders, too. I remember that. Packed, too. Packed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we're
I'd say standing room only, but that's really all there was standing room because there were only a couple of chairs and couches around there. So you have 300 people, and you're all just standing around.
Yeah, barely.
Hey, I want to do a quick shout-out to this great place we went to last week in Beverly Hills. It's a brand-new place called the Beverly Bar, and it's on Beverly Camden, I believe, in Beverly Hills. It's a quaint little intimate bar, which is great. We attended the ribbon cutting last week, and the mayor of Beverly Hills was there, and they passed around. The food was fantastic. Had the best fried chicken slider I've ever had anywhere. It blew away the regular hamburger sliders that were there. The champagne was flowing, which was fantastic. They had cocktails. We were pouring cocktails. And let's see, what else? They had these garlic fries they had there. Perfect. It was just a wonderful, intimate little event, which is, I don't know, I think they got about 30 seats at this place. So if you want to just go out and have a nice cocktail in Beverly Hills before going out and a dinner, it's Beverly Bar. Yeah. And I believe it's on Camden Drive in Beverly Hills.
It is.
That sound about right, Matt?
Yeah, it is Camden. It is Camden. Mm-hmm. And no dinner, just appetizers, and wonderful. So a good list of appetizers and cocktails. Have a bite, small bite, light bite, cocktail, and go on with your evening. But the champagne was flowing, like Mark said. It was fantastic. And the sliders were the best ever.
Well, the fried chicken sliders were the best ever.
Hey, the beef was good, too, but we had the beef after the chicken. And whoa. I mean, crazy. And they had outside tables, too. If you want to, eat outside or drink outside, al fresco. A lot of people are stopping by that want to get in that weren't on the list, but it's always nice to be on the list. We love being on the list. The list is great. The bar. The Bar Beverly? Beverly Bar.
I think it's Beverly Bar.
Yeah.
Or Bar Beverly. It's one or the other.
Beverly Bar.
I think it was.
Beverly Bar on Camden.
But was fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, we're coming to an end here of our show, ladies and gentlemen. We do thank you for watching us. Or if some that are watching us, others that are just listening to us. We're glad that we're back again. We're going to be back again in the coming weeks. So follow us on social media so we'll keep you posted as to when we're going to be airing and where you could see us and the social media platforms that you could follow us on. In the meantime, again, I can't emphasize this enough. Go to breederscup.com, get your tickets for the Breeders' Cup this year. But thanks so much for tuning in. If it wasn't for listeners like you, we wouldn't have followers and fans. So stay That's tuned correct. For our next event and our next show. And
hopefully we'll see you soon. We're back.
Yeah. Cheers.
Take care.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.